In this video, we're going to quickly understand what recession is and what are the factors that lead to recession. First, let's understand what a recession is. When there is a significant decline in economic activity within a country, that is what is referred to as recession. Now, what are the factors that lead to a decline in economic activity? The first one is reduced consumer spending. You have to understand that money needs to be circulated in the economy. Only then we can call it a healthy economy. So money circulation is a fundamental aspect of a well-functioning economy. Now, if there is a fall in consumer spending, how will money circulate in the economy? Low consumer spending will lead to low transactions. In fact, a country needs an active and vibrant level of transactions. Then only trade and businesses will grow, ultimately leading to the nation's economic growth. Now the question is how consumer spending reduces. It could be due to job losses, wage cuts, or if someone has a high level of personal debt. Even when there is a sharp increase in the prices of commodities, which is also called inflation or price rise, that is also a reason that makes people spend less. So basically, if you see, all these reasons affect an individual's household income. And this is what leads to a decline in consumer spending. Now, apart from consumer spending, there are other factors that cause recession, like any external event, such as financial crisis, natural disaster, or any geopolitical conflict. Then there are monetary factors, such as increase in interest rates by the central bank, which can reduce borrowing and spending, and that leads to a decline in economic activity. Then there are fiscal factors, such as reduced government spending, or when government increases taxes, which can also impact economic activity and potentially contribute to a recession. And by the way, always remember, monetary policies are controlled by the central bank of a country and fiscal policies are controlled by the government, specifically the finance ministry or department of a country. And then there is a fourth factor, which is called a natural period of expansion and contraction. Anything that goes up has to come down. Likewise, after a good period of growth, there are imbalances that build up in the economy and that lead to a downturn or recession. So these are some general factors that cause a recession.